Halfway into President Trump's first year in office, WNIJ broadcast my perspective that called for Democrats to do a better job of marketing their strengths, which include competent leadership and positive, though incremental, progress toward more freedoms and fair treatment for all. I pointed out that competent leadership, as a slogan, isn't flashy or preening, but it does fit nicely on a bumper sticker or a baseball cap, with the added benefit of being largely true. In any other political campaign, competent leadership would come off as a backhanded faint praise, weak tea up against Red Bull and grain alcohol. But in the wake of Super Tuesday, the Democratic electorate seems ready to choose a so-called mainstream candidate, universally admired as experienced, but still a regular Joe, as opposed to the multi-billionaire and the one who's defined by his hatred of billionaires more than his own record. It turns out that the mainstream Democrat is the one with years of solid accomplishment within the system, which, will wonders never cease, is almost certainly a better predictor of future success than promising disruption. Who deals with deficits? Democrats. Who passes laws that help and protect regular people? Democrats. You get the idea. Comes back to my chosen slogans: competent leadership, ethical leadership, and a return to decency. At this crossroad in American history, and in light of the shockingly incompetent and unethical way that the executive branch operates today, these sound like winners to me. I'm Reed Scherer, not running for office, but looking forward to positive progress for America. That's my perspective, and I approve this message.